Yo, ahoy there.
Don't even need the interruption, just that right there.
You interrupted yourself. Yo. Save the joke. It's done.
And the bottle of rum?
It's done. Yeah, Monroe's chest. You know, stuff happens. Unexpected discoveries. Let's check out the captain's log.
Yar.
Oh, real quick. What did the crew see when they looked in the toilet?
What? Oh, he's going to do his interruption anyway.
So what did the crew see when they looked in the toilet?
Yeah. This is a perfect segue.
I don't know.
The captain's log. All right, the captain's log. All right. Previously, we met the two candidates for mayor, who both seem very noble. One seems like she is for the people, the other maintaining order of Dreadhaven. Oh, excuse me. We found ourselves... Oh, I gotta find where is that now.
Take two.
Oh my gosh. We found ourselves in a moral conundrum while deciding what to do within this situation of the two mayor candidates as we tried to plot to overthrow this mayor thing. Yeah.
Mayoral race?
Thank you.
Mayoral.
On our way, we decided to stop at one of the mayor candidates' cabin, and we decided to steal her book, what happened to be the family history of the other mayor, Grimshaw.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Grimham. Grimham? Grimace. Whatever his name is. Whatever his name is, yeah.
Grisham.
On our way there.
Grisham.
Totally going off course, we decided to check out the haunted lighthouse of the island. As we're going into the lighthouse, we find ourselves in a locked room, not knowing how to get out. End Captain's Log. My name is Luke. I'll be playing Captain Lefarius.
My name's Sean, and I'll be playing Drog.
I'm Jason. I'm playing Laura.
I'm Matt, and I will be playing Dash.
Hello, I'm Dan. I'm navigating this ship of chaos.
Oh, and Bardas. I can't forget Bardas.
Regretting some of my decisions, but let's let's try something. Let's try. I had an idea. Let's start there. I had an idea last week. I've never done an escape room, by the way.
Like in real life?
In real life. Real life. So I thought the best way to actually do an escape room and really pop the cherry, if you must say, is do a fake one in D&D.
That's right.
Perfect.
I like it.
The crew is in this room. You're feeling a little drained of your energy. Unexplainably, you're in the center of the room is a globe with some missing gears. There's a bunch of different bookshelves, maps, paintings, just scattered about this room. If you can think of it, it's probably here. There's not a lot of space to walk, and there's a ton to discover.
I'm picturing like medieval hoarders,
mm-hmm.
where it's just piles of shit, and like no like design in mind, just shit stacked everywhere.
Really, the only design you're seeing are the gears, like the candles that are kind of like lit through electricity that are all gear related that we had talked about in the previous episode.
You said it's a circular room?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any stairs?
None that you can see.
And no doors other than the one we came in from?
Correct.
And the door locked behind us? I can't remember.
Yes.
Okay.
With the slam is when you felt that your energy was kind of drained and things seemed a little off.
Dash would like to check the doorknob and see if it's locked.
Sure, Dash. Give me a check.
All right.
What do you feel like doing? Are you going to
aggressively
open it?
No. I just want to see. I just want to turn the handle and see if I can pull it.
Give a sleight of hand.
Just give it a little tug.
A little sleight of hand there.
Hey, that's pretty good. 19.
Dash can comfortably understand that it is a locked door.
Hey, Captain.
Aye, Dash.
It's locked.
Well, that's not good.
Do we want to leave or do we want to stay?
We can't leave. The door is locked.
Well, I mean, that is a problem that can be solved. That's why I'm asking.
What do you guys think? Should we study a little bit and investigate this a little more? And
I mean,
see why
there's no harm in taking
haunted.
A look. Yeah, There's no harm in taking them. If shit goes sideways, the big guy can just charge through the door.
All right.
In theory.
Can I do like an investigation check to like maybe see where the mechanism was that locked it? I don't know.
Laura, go ahead and roll the first investigation check of this room.
That one.
You have no idea.
4 and 9.
While he's staring at a light on the wall.
I think you would be more taken away by just the different pieces of gear, mechanical structures.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yes.
You said there's a ball in the middle of the room?
It's actually a globe.
Okay.
So even though we're on a flat plane of existence.
so it's a plate.
Yeah. Basically, it's just like looking at America on a globe, and that's it. No other continents.
Does it spin?
You try touching it.
I mean, Dash would, you know, if you walked up to a globe, he would, like, spin it. I feel like he would do the same thing with the disc if it's, like, is it, like, propped up like a globe would be?
So if you were to see a small coffee table in a room,
uh-huh.
The coffee table here is just made of gears and different mechanisms.
Uh-huh.
And on top of it, on top of the pile, the globe is standing up, and it looks like something you could spin. Yes.
Okay, Dash would spin it.
Great. When you go... So Dash, are you excited when this happens, or kind of talk me through it?
I imagine he's almost like he abandons the door, and while he's looking at the door mechanism, and these guys are walking around checking for shit, I feel like Dash would almost just be like lazily, just like I'm not gonna look for shit, just go over and start spinning it, just like a fidget spinner, just something to fucking do.
Great. As you go to extend your finger to touch the globe, you are met by an object that impedes your hand from getting to it. Almost like a glass or something, a casing around this globe.
Is it totally clear?
Clear until you hit it. When you hit it, you see the ripples.
You almost get those like ripples. Yep. Dash would be standing there just tapping on it repeatedly.
What you got there, Dash? I was just going to walk over to him.
And he walk over, and he's just banging away on this thing with his finger. I can't get through it. There's something stopping me.
It looks like it's some sort of shield or force field.
While you're poking it, I would like to cast Dancing Light and have it appear around it and start spinning in front of you.
Great. What's your... is that a verbal?
Mm-hmm.
What is your verbal semantic for that?
Nomos.
As soon as you finish that, and what you would typically expect for something to appear, mm-hmm. Nothing happens.
Tries again.
Same effect. Nothing happens.
Can I do as an act? While he's kind of figuring and looking confused, I'm going to do... Can I use the Divine Sense? Detect good and evil?
Is that a spell?
Technically, yes. Well,
I mean, it's a class ability. It's not technically a spell. It is a magical ability, though.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, I cast it.
Nothing happens.
Well, this is odd.
What's odd?
Dash, shake my hand for a second.
Where's that hand been?
Washroom?
Fair enough. And Dash shakes his hand.
I cast Shocking Grasp.
No effect.
I think the magic is blocked here.
Why'd you shake my hand then?
See if the light popped back up.
Oh, okay. And so your magic's not working?
Mine isn't either. I can't detect
anything.
Well,
that's basically the only use you have.
Want to join?
No! It turned me green!
And he pulls out a flint and steel and just lights a joint and starts smoking and start...
Do you turn green?
Can I start, like, investigating, like, the scroll, like, through the papers and stuff like that?
I would love for you to make a check.
Can I assist you?
At this point, I'm going to have the whole table roll.
Investigation.
And this is going to be there's no modifiers. This is a straight roll, and we're taking the average to determine how many, we'll call them, clues you find.
Ooh. And you said investigate. Oh, it's zero. Okay.
Oh, just a straight roll.
Just straight roll.
Oh.
Straight investigation roll.
Wait, so do we add our investigation? Okay.
I got 3.
19.
15.
14.
Oh, you guys did really good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's... Well, some of us did.
The captain's dumbfounded.
Yeah, he just keeps trying to figure out his magic, why it won't work.
All right, so in no particular order for these clues, I'm going to read a couple things off to you guys, and you can use them to hopefully make your way out of this room. So, inside of a bookshelf, slightly out of place, you find a book. Inside of the book, there's only one page within it. The page itself says, to enter the realm, one must call upon the light of the sun, the glow of the moon, and the twinkle of the stars.
Will you say that again, please?
Absolutely. The single passage within the book says, to enter the realm, one must call upon the light of the sun, the glow of the moon, and the twinkle of the stars.
Glow of the moon?
Yep. And twinkle of the stars.
I'm going to actually try to start taking notes.
In addition, as you continue to search the room through different nooks and crannies and essentially drawers and whatnot, you guys also come across 3 what you would consider pieces to a puzzle. I would say, Laura, what did you roll for your investigation?
Straight roll?
Yeah.
15.
15, okay. You would know that these are pieces of a continent.
Of a continent?
Of the continent you're on. The pieces of the world, pieces of maps that you've seen before in your travels. Yeah, so 3 pieces. Great. Next, the item that we find is a lever mechanism. Not really sure where it goes.
So it's like a disconnected lever.
Pretty much. Okay. There is a clue on it, and the clue says, I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? And that's inscribed on the handle of this lever.
Cities, no houses. Water, no trees?
Mountains.
Mountains.
No trees.
I don't know where I got water from.
And water, but no fish.
Okay.
Life?
The final clue that you guys find... as you're digging through things, is a scroll with a cryptic message and a mix of letters and symbols. The message reads, the creature of fire and scales guard the treasure. Seek the word that calls forth.
The creature of fire.
Mm-hmm. And scales guards the treasure. Seek the word that calls it forth.
Okay. First question is on the lever.
Sure.
So it's a lever with an inscription on it. What happens if we flip the lever?
It's not connected to anything. It's just a lever handle.
Oh, it's just a handle chilling.
Yep.
Okay.
The last clue that I will give you guys. What did you roll for your investigation?
14.
14. Great. So, Dash, as you were looking through the room, you noticed, because you were kind of obsessed with the globe that was hidden, towards the bottom where the bottom of the globe, or where the gears meet the table, you notice that there's actually You're not sure what it is, but it's a bunch of symbols of a moon. Well, symbols that you can see are basically a moon and two suns. And they're lined up moon, sun, sun.
The planet we're on, how many moons and suns does it have?
One.
One of each? Okay.
Do you point that out to everyone?
Oh, just Dash, yeah, as much right. as Dash is just like running commentary of everything he's doing. He has no internal monologue, so it's just all
external.
Did
the symbols like adjust?
I would investigate it further.
I'm going to do that, sir.
Great. You can add your modifier to this one.
13.
So, you walk up to it, and you see the first symbol is the moon. What do you want to do as Laura?
Well, I'm just thinking of the clues we got.
Mm-hmm.
Can I change it from a moon to something else?
Absolutely. You flip the moon, and you kind of essentially take your hand and flip it up like a padlock, and the moon changes to a sun symbol.
So what if I go sun, moon, star for the three symbols?
You have just unlocked the force field around the globe.
Oh, yeah.
Drog, in your medicated stupor, as soon as the force field falls, you notice on the globe that some of the pieces are missing from it.
Do you still have those pieces? The puzzle pieces.
And he like reaches down in his like crotch area and pulls them out. These!
Yep. Doesn't even care. And puts them in. Appreciate it.
Put them all in?
Yeah.
Great. The globe itself begins to glow, radiate energy.
I'm going to try and cast light again.
Okay. No effect.
It starts to glow. Does it highlight anything in the room?
Can you give me an arcana check?
What color is it glowing?
Good question. The color of the candles. It looks like electricity.
Okay.
16.
You would know that the light itself is more of an energy from electricity or a rudimentary light, not magic.
Okay. Is it shining on anything in the room? Is it like pushing through, kind of like, you know how Indiana Jones were like a point? It does. I'd like to go investigate wherever the light points.
Great. You are looking at the table. Imagine where I roll my dice. The globe, where the globe attaches to the table is here.
Mm-hmm.
The light is emanating out the front and center in a hole. In a particular pattern that looks kind of familiar, a gear pattern. You may have it.
Okay.
Basically, when you look through that hole and you follow the trail, you can see the light, rudimentary light bulb in the center, which is causing everything to light up.
Okay. Is it big enough for me to put in the lever?
Absolutely. You're unable to pull it. It seems to be stuck. The gears themselves aren't functioning as you would expect.
Okay.
It's jammed.
Dang.
Well, maybe you just need to put more oomph into it.
I think we about have about the same amount of muscle here.
And Dash, like, looks you up and down, his whole 2 foot, 2.5 foot tall stature.
He's, well, maybe me, but I know somebody.
That's fair. But I don't know if we should call him just yet. We might need that later.
Well, it was just a thought. If you can't pull it, I'm sure he can.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe we should figure out what's the riddle on the side of the lever, and maybe that will tell us what to do.
That's fair.
I'm smarter than the average monkey.
What do you think? Nothing?
Well, I don't know that.
Life? I'm trying to think of an answer to the riddle.
Can you repeat the riddle again?
I have cities but no house. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
Nothing? No.
No, because it's something, because it's got mountains. Oh, it's a map. I think it's a map.
I think you're right.
The map has all those things. I told you I was
smart.
You
know, you're pretty smart there, Dash.
Yeah, I'm smart for a monkey.
That was good.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
But what about a map? We already have the map.
I'm going to go back and inspect the map.
Which map? There's some on the walls.
Oh, shit. There's more than one map.
Starting ruler left and start working my way around the room.
Fantastic. You work your way through the room, but you're not quite finding what you're looking for in the maps.
Okay.
You're looking through legends, you're looking through the different portions of the map, just nothing is quite lining up with what you're looking for here.
Can we see the mechanism that is attached to the lever? Can we see the mechanism? Is it, or is it totally like behind the wall, obfuscated from us?
Obfuscated. You can't see it.
We can just kind of hear that there's like gears and shit or something in there.
So when you put the lever within the table itself, those gears all on the top, when you went to turn it, you could see that the gears on the table were moving. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's locked or it's missing a piece to make it function as a whole unit.
Okay. So it's almost like there's a missing like center gear or something like that.
Maybe.
You're good at this shit, Laura. Or just make something to fit in there to make the thing turn.
Do you have stuff to make things?
Of course.
Maybe. Can we see where the gear is missing? Is it, like, obvious?
There's a few missing.
Okay.
Or there might be a few out of place. As you begin to look, you see across the different gears that some of them are actually lettered. The letters you see are G-N-O-R-D-A.
G-N-O-R-D-A?
Yep.
I've got it! It's Norda!
Oh,
the
yeah.
G, I'm sure, is silent.
You're such a grammar whiz. And I roll my eyes.
So it's almost like you're seeing a map on the map underneath the globe. Just kind of how it's legended out.
What were the letters again?
G-N-O-R-D-A. Norda. Do you think it's a silent D? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe it's Nora.
Maybe.
And D. I forgot about the D.
Well, should we try putting them in alphabetical order?
O-R-D-A. Right.
Yeah, start with the G.
Okay. It's Dash can't read, so he just grabs one of the...
No, you fool. That's not one of...
Well, that's a G, isn't it?
Which one did you grab?
Here, let me roll a dice. I picked up an R.
That's not a G, you fool. Let me grab
them. Well, it looks like if you hold it this way, it looks like a G.
Sure.
Dash, unfortunately you can't read, but as the team begins to look through the letters, you also notice where the gears end on the top of the box and the table wooden table begins, there's a red button, and below it says help.
Just like a real escape room.
You only get one use of this help button.
Is it on like a little placard above the button? You only get one use of this button.
It's in the fine print underneath.
Gotcha. Yep. Gotcha. Wonderful.
May or may not contract demons to follow you afterwards.
Are there any? I know we kind of like did a general sweep of the room, but are any like documents or anything that maybe we glanced over?
You read an ancient scroll.
Oh, what the ancient scroll said.
Well, the scroll said
that was the a creature of fire and scales.
How do you? You can read?
No, you read it out loud earlier. Just regurgitating information.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing maybe this is that creature's name. But
you think that this is the name? So you think that the creature is Nora?
I don't know what the creature's name is yet.
Rongar.
I'd like to say dragon and primordial just to see if anything happens.
That Nothing was the happens. First word that popped in my head.
What's the only other language my character knows?
Nothing happens.
Well, maybe we should put the gears in the order for dragon?
Yeah, let's try that.
Nah, try that. It can't be that simple.
Wait. You guys said something about creature of fire and scales.
Yeah, a dragon.
And then we can spell the word dragon, and the word will call forth the thing of fire and scales. We do this, and we release a dragon. Is that what I'm reading?
It was the only one way to find out, honestly.
I'm going to start putting the pieces in as you panic.
As Dash is like trying to spell it out for everybody.
When you finish putting the last letter in the N in what fits in the slot and you spell out dragon across this map, just like Indiana Jones-esque, the gear sucks in and the entire table starts whirling.
What'd you lever? What'd you do? Wrong lever!
Push up.
The lever, when you go to pull it, it still fails.
Maybe I need more weight. I pick up Dash, put him on it, try and pull again.
It's pulling. It's just, it's not, it's almost like it's not engaging. Like, there might just be something off on this portion.
Starting to do pull-ups.
What did we miss?
Can it fit in a different way?
I pull it out.
Yes, you pull it out.
Look inside.
You look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an Arcana check at disadvantage.
2 natural 20s.
No,
it's actually pretty good.
17.
You're not familiar with this kind of technology. You can kind of gather that this isn't magical. It's really someone that just needs to maybe look at the item and maybe use a wrench to put it in there.
Can I investigate it?
You absolutely can.
Would you mind looking
at
this?
You want Arcana or what do you want?
Yes, at advantage, because you have been eyeing this table up and down.
That's a nat 20.
Yes!
Nicely done. First one of the night.
Not a double nat 20.
Oh, good thing you didn't waste them. As Laura inserts the lever back into the slot and takes her wrench and just gives it a ever so slight quarter turn, you feel that there's no play left in that lever.
Pull it.
Pull the lever!
You really like pulling stuff, don't you?
You pull the lever, and with that action, the ground begins to shake, and one after another, there's essentially tiles on the floor, almost like brick that were scattered about an entire circle, and one begins to fall, and another, and as they begin to fall further and further, you notice that it's creating a spiral staircase going down the lighthouse.
Don't we want to go up?
I guess
first question. Light?
You are now the proud owner of a light source.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have Huey, Dewey, and Louie shoot down the thing and see what's down there.
Are they red, green, and blue?
Absolutely.
Thank God.
I could have been Turbo.
You notice that this staircase drops quite a ways, 50 feet to be in fact. And it looks kind of familiar. It looks like another mine type pathway once you kind of reach the bottom of those steps.
Okay.
Dr. Fizgig! Are you down there?
I don't think he's answering. Maybe we should go down. Does it look good? Yeah.
Lead the way, El Capitan.
I start working my way down.
I'm going to prepare acid splash, just in case. So,
okay.
You just start seeing this bubbling green liquid start coalescing in my hand.
Great. I like that. Captain, you need to explain to me how you are going down these stairs. Are you throwing caution to the wind?
Kind of going slowly, because I just saw these bricks just descend. So kind of like stepping on each one to like test it first and then putting my weight on it, you know, and then each one doing that.
Do you look visibly nervous, or are you trying to show as much confidence as possible? It's very important.
I look visibly nervous.
Okay.
So you're nervous.
I'm a little nervous, but we're going down it.
Great. I am going to need you to make 2 athletics checks.
Athletics?
Yep.
When the captain's nervous, Dash is very nervous.
I'm going to have the red light.
First one is a 20. First one's a 22. Second one is an 18.
Yeah, you make it down the stairs. You go step by step. You really verify each one is in good condition. You don't trip and you don't fall.
I'll learn from the bottom of the stairs. The stairs are good.
Oh, thank
Come
God.
On down.
Who's next?
I'll go.
I would have been like right behind the captain. Okay. And if you're looking at Dash, like the glowy charcoal, burning charcoal eyes pop up as soon as the captain starts getting nervous. And you start seeing electricity like jumping from hair to hair. Across his body.
Are you okay?
Just like static electricity.
Dash, are you? Why are you electrified?
What? I don't know. I'm just nervous. You're making me nervous.
just gives you a little tingle, shock, like walking across the carpet and shocking your sister.
Not that you ever did that growing up.
No. Oh. No, never.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he would just be following right behind the captain. Okay.
All right.
What
next,
are you two chicken shits doing?
Yeah, you guys, everyone makes it down to the bottom of the stairs. No issues. Once you hit the bottom, you notice that there's a couple different tunnels. There's one going to the north. One that you would perceive going west, and one going essentially south.
I'd like to send all 3 lights, one down each channel, down 120 feet, or as far as they can go, just so that we have an idea of what's going on.
What do they give you? How would they communicate what's going on?
Oh, nothing. It's just more of we can see 120 feet as they go down.
Oh, okay.
Just so if there was, like, a monster hiding in the dark, it's for a second going to get illuminated as it goes by.
Absolutely. So as each orb begins its descent down each one of the cavernous hallways, lights begin to illuminate in all 3 of them. These are the same lights from up above. They're essentially like a candlestick with a nice little electricity glow at the top of them.
That's not ominous at all.
Dash would just call, Nora!
What?
Nora!
Who has the worst passive perception?
Dash.
I'm not sure about that. What's your passive?
8.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
I think we had this conversation once before.
Yep. 10.
Thank you.
Okay.
Credit where credit's due.
As you guys are standing in what would be the entryway to these 3 different paths, you hear down each one of these different hallways faint sounds of what you would perceive as someone hitting stone with some sort of tool.
Just down on each hallway, we hear that?
Each hallway. There's not one that's louder than the other. They're all kind of faint and about the same. Dash, you barely make it out. It's kind of...
Dash is distracted by the staticky whatever the fuck is going on.
Is he like really fluffed out?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fluffed out. Like you're touching one of those like arcing orbs and just all his hair is standing straight out and there's just all these little static.
I was just thinking like pets that just came out of like the blow dryer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there like any signs or anything around any of the entrances or anything that verify what they go to or anything?
Give me an investigation check.
That is an 18?
18. You see one that says Alpha, another one says Beta, and the other says Delta.
What does that mean? These mystic symbols above the doors, what do they mean?
It just tells us which one it is. One's Alpha, one's Beta.
Oh, it looks far more ominous than that.
They're just names of what looks like the passages. Should we...
split the party?
That seems like a poor idea.
I think you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I don't know about you.
I'm voting for Alpha.
We'll put it to a vote in the light of the times.
I think we should all stick together.
We're going to do that.
All right. He understands technology, so I vote with him.
Go with the Alpha?
Yes. Her.
Alpha it is.
We go down it. So, can I check with his light? Now, have you brought your lights back to that one since we're going down that one? Mm-hmm. Or is it light enough where we can probably like see the whole hallway?
I can just recast it.
Okay.
You almost disappear.
I want to check for traps.
There are now orange, black, or orange, red, and purple. They change every time.
Cool.
You're going to check for traps along the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, go ahead. I don't know how you want to do that.
Go ahead and start. Sleight of hands, right?
It would be investigation to find them. Okay. Sleight of hand to deactivate them, typically.
Yes.
Or magic or whatever.
Thank you.
19.
Oh.
Yeah, you definitely find a shitload of traps. You all find right. Five. So essentially where the orbs start and the entrances go, from there to the first candlelight, which is probably about 25 feet, you can barely just see how dim it is. In the dark, you're able to actually locate five different traps.
Well, these are trapped hallways, so...
Well, what's the first trap?
I'm not sure. What is the first trap we come to?
The first trap seems to be just a wire strung from one end to the other. Metal piece of wire.
I can fix that.
We could just step over it.
Cast Mage Hand. But we could just also just deactivate it and just pull it.
Oh, with your little hand.
Are you doing this right now?
No, I'm like... I'm making like...
So just grab it. Fine, go ahead.
And Dash just starts walking backwards.
How far do you cast it?
It is 30 feet away from me.
So you're casting it at max range. This trap was probably about 10 feet down the hallway.
Okay.
Yep. So you're standing in the center of the room, cast your mage hand, you pull it, and you're not sure what, but an explosion happens. It's a 20-foot radius. I guess I need each of you to do acrobatics?
Is it like a fireball type thing?
Yes.
Then it would be a dex saving throw.
Dex saving throw, thank you.
Don't forget your auras.
Oh, yeah. What's your charisma?
Plus two.
Okay, plus two. Oh. That puts me at 18.
18?
12.
12.
7.
No one takes any damage. You guys are far enough away from the blast.
Mm-hmm.
All it basically did was create some little bit of burn and searing, and it just dissipated all. Basically, the fire blast shot straight at all of you, and you all jumped off to the side and avoided it.
Nice.
Well, maybe we should have just stepped over that.
And he does this with the mage hand as he recasts it.
Well, I guess all's well that ends well.
Exactly.
What's trap number two?
I make the mage hand walk up.
Just scurrying across the floor.
like two little
like
legs.
Two fingers?
Okay.
The mage hand is doing the idle hand, in case any of the listeners have watched that movie. And it begins to set its index finger down, and
just
a bunch of spikes eject out of the ground, pierce the hand,
and summon another one.
Do the spikes stay put or do they retract?
They stay put.
Okay.
Well, that could have been hurt. That could have hurt.
Ah, that would have been right through my taint. I'd have been dead.
Considering the length of them, they might have been tickling your tonsils.
Well, I probably wouldn't have felt it past the taint because I'd have died. I would have insta-died.
Let's not go down that road.
So, how big of a gap of these spikes is it?
Oh, it's not very large. It's basically a little 10 by 10 trap.
Okay. So Dash just jumps off of the captain's shoulders and glides across.
Great. I would assume everyone just takes their time and works their way through the spikes, avoiding getting pierced by any of them.
Yes.
Good plan.
Yeah.
Dash is relaxing on the other side waiting for you guys.
Great.
Third trap.
This is where it gets fun. Across all of the, there's the two lanterns in the room. And all along the ceiling at different angles, and imagine just looking down a tube and seeing a bunch of bugs just at different places resting along the tube. But each one of these items has a very faint red glow to it.
Well, what you got for that? Laura, you're smart.
Any ideas?
Investigate to see if I could figure out the mechanism.
Arcana check at advantage.
Dirty 20.
As you walk up and go to essentially, what would you use to investigate this? How would Laura go about investigating this item?
I'd probably start just like looking, and then if I feel like it's safe to touch, I might kind of just try to figure out what the mechanism of the trap is.
Sure. Looking at it, you don't know what the power source is. You're not really sure what it is. It's just a round disc with a red glow in the center of it. From visual, it's not setting anything off. As you begin to maybe put your hand or maybe your wrench towards it, a beam of light fires across the tunnel.
I was just thinking, I wonder if this is like a laser grid.
It is a laser grid.
But there's no like visible lasers going.
Who has a fog spell? Fog cloud would be great right now.
I want to, I can't think of her name. Oh, where's... It's... Fuck.
Catherine Zeta-Jones!
I want a Catherine Zeta-Jones this shit.
Okay.
Just all erotic. Contorting my body through. Yeah.
The last piece of information, Laura, because of your role, when you go to... When it sets off and you actually touch this item with your wrench, you believe that these things are very fragile.
Do I feel like that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
So, like, if I smashed it?
That's all we gotta do?
Smash it.
Well,
but I wanted to Catherine Zeta-Jones it.
Who's Catherine?
She's a very nice lady.
She's from the Feywild, I think.
Yeah.
Could you use those crystals?
Do they appear salvageable?
Try smashing one.
Well.
Like to slide a hand, try and...
Well, now the trap seems like a trap.
Pull them out.
You want to pull one out.
Yes, with the mage hand.
With the mage hand.
Yes, because I can do up to...
Yeah, 5 pounds.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying, like...
It looks like you're cupping the balls.
You're welcome.
Your mage hand dives down against the ground, grabs one of these devices, and just plucks it right off the ground. When it plucks off the ground, there's no more laser coming out of it. It essentially retracts back into the device, and there's just a glowing red plate left.
Cool. Have a laser.
Okay.
Let's do that again.
New question. Since we're experimenting, can I take one of these like dish-shaped things? Can I take it and aim it? Can I pick it up without breaking it and like re-angle it? I want to know if I can get a laser gun.
I would ask Laura. Not
okay. Well, I'm asking this because that's what Dash would be trying to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nothing. It doesn't. When you go to point it, nothing happens.
Okay. Okay.
Damn.
We just carefully take them all out and...
Do you want them all, Laura?
How many are there?
There's like 10 or 15.
Yeah, why not?
Well, here. I don't know. Let's see how many there are. 17.
17.
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot.
Do they appear transportable? Like if I put them in a backpack, or do I feel like they'd all shatter?
They appear transportable. When you, would you like to make another investigation check for
me? I would love to do that.
Can I assist him?
Sure.
Guidance.
Isn't that why?
Fantastic.
You're on a roll.
Until combat starts.
Laura, when the mage hand picked up this device, what was left on the ground seemed to be like some sort of secondary device to it. It's built within the rock itself, and it's not easily movable. So with your fascination with technology, you would know that you're probably missing a piece of the puzzle to get these things to work.
Okay.
It needs a power source.
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah, I'll explain it best I can.
So if we get those out of there, you could use it then.
Appears there's something more that we need.
Like it's fueled by the building.
Maybe. Maybe.
Interesting.
Is it like a socket? Like a light socket?
Would your character know what a light socket is?
Nope.
But yeah, it's a light socket, yeah.
For those who aren't at the table, he just licked his finger and acted like he was sticking his finger in a light socket.
Give me a sleight of hand, I guess.
Consequences.
17.
Ooh, okay, so you pass.
You fucked around and you found out.
Oh, you rolled really high.
15, 20. You're going to take 20 damage halved.
Of lightning? Or what type of flavor?
You know what? Let's go with lightning. Hopefully that helps you.
You're resistant to lightning, aren't you?
I am resistant to lightning.
Good deal.
To half it again.
It's a little shocking to you, but... Mm-hmm.
20 points still or 10?
Shocking.
No, let's just go ahead and say you take 2 damage.
2 damage?
Yeah. I forget what your character race is. Love it.
Do you see a little bit sizzling off the finger? Well, I think I found the source.
What happened? Why is your finger black?
He's stringing up his bunghole.
You shouldn't finger bungholes.
But I am the great cornholio.
Would, like, even I understand electricity? I don't know how foreign of a concept that is.
I think with the proper amount of reading, it wouldn't take you very long to understand it.
But it's not something that's, like, I've
You're not
seen
familiar
before.
Yet.
Not yeah. familiar yet.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, hush.
Well, don't do that.
So should we just leave it and continue on?
Yeah,
and
maybe.
You can figure
and
that
Dash
out.
Dash just starts walking through and taking his axe and smashing all the discs so that he can just walk through.
I imagine.
Sorry, Laura, I'm impatient.
Imagine you're doing
you're
it really,
them?
Really.
Yeah. Okay. You said they were delicate, so he's just go as he's walking through, he's just casually like, ting, ting, ting.
Can you please make 16 attack rolls?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you roll a 1 at all, just let me know.
Nope. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Ooh, that was dual 2s. And dual 7. A lot of snake eyes, but no 1s.
May the odds forever be in your favor.
Wow.
That's impressive.
So did Laura get them all?
She got one.
Yeah, she got the one before Dash just started smashing.
Why am I not surprised?
Finally, you guys are hitting where the light is. The tunnel is very illuminated at this point. The sound of pickaxes hitting stone is becoming more and more relevant. Even Dash hears it at this point. In the center of your cavernous adventure, there sits a balloon just hovering right above the ground. Inflated, red, nothing.
Nope. Nope.
It's not a storm drain around, is there? Is there like, oh God, is there like a spring running through the cavern? Please say there isn't.
Give me an investigation check.
I'd like to assist with this.
Okay.
Okay, if you're... with the assistance, that would be a 5.
You hear water dripping.
Okay.
Down here we all float.
So there's nothing like around it. It's just floating there.
Just floating there.
Does it have a string?
Yes.
Is it tied there?
Not tied to anything, just string floating.
Just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? What?
I think we
Drog, you look
a
little uneasy.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what it is?
Uh-uh. But what type of unnatural sorcery would have something just mid-floating in the air? Is it an air elemental? Contained in some type of weird red...
I believe it has something to do with the density of the gas within the balloon versus the gas outside the balloon. And Dash, like, shakes his head. What happened? I blacked out.
How'd you get away with saying that without rolling? I'll give it to you, but... Drog, in the back of your mind, you feel an overwhelming suggestion hit the back of your head, go, I could really go for some drugs.
Me too. I say that out loud.
You too would. What?
Do you have a modest too that you're talking to?
I don't know. There's just a voice that started saying they want drugs. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good too.
And Dash is looking up at Bardis. He's, do you see anybody where you are?
Does he want drugs too?
Bardis?
Yeah.
Don't think so. Seems like a bad idea.
I'm sure we can get him some steroids.
So the cavern, is it just the ball and then like a sphere in the cavern, that's it, and then our one entrance?
Yep, so where you guys had come from, all the other traps, you see the balloon, and you actually see that the cavern is starting to open up beyond the balloon and essentially become a greater size cavern.
Can we see, like, the backside of the cavern, or does it look like it continues on?
So you just continue to see the light sources, essentially. Well, it wouldn't be chest high for... Standard chest high.
Gotcha.
Yep. The ceiling is kind of is lost because the cavern opens up so much.
Okay. And I don't see, like, back walls or anything?
No, it seems like it just keeps going.
Yep. Okay. So do we pop the balloon? Or do we keep walking?
It's very tempting to pop the balloon, but I don't know if it's a good idea.
I mean...
Do you want to pop the balloon, Dash?
I mean,
I volunteer as tribute.
We will stand back if you want to pop the balloon.
Yes,
can I throw you at the balloon?
Yes! Yes, you can!
I pick Dash up.
Well, I mean, that kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? Meh.
And I pick Dash up and I talk him as he's laying.
Yeah, sure. Give me a strength check.
Give me a throw monkey check.
Throw monkey check. Strength, you said?
Yeah.
That's a seven. Seven,
cool. Yeah. So you pick up Dash and you go back and you chuck him. But as you go to throw him, you kind of lose your balance and you don't quite throw him as far or as fast as you anticipated. Dash, you still clearly make it to the balloon and collide with it. What? How do you want to pop it? Like what?
Oh, I'm hand axe out. And the whole throw, I think it's going to look like super fucking epic. And so in Dash's mind, he's like flying through the air with his axe cocked back, but in actuality, it looks super awkward because he got thrown off kilter.
As your axe pierces the skin of the balloon, you hear a popping noise. I tried making one. It didn't go very loud. Thank you. Give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Oh, I'm good at those. Oh, dirty 20.
You are hit with a foul smell that is very familiar to you. Do you remember in the circus animals, the pens, and the amount of shit that you smelled from it? That's what you
just
get.
Just hit
with a waft of it, and the cavern begins to just fill with the smell.
It smells like shit! Like elephant shit!
What's an elephant?
It's a large pachyderm with a big old trunk.
I think I've seen those in books.
Well, a circus life, you see all sorts of weird shit. Mm. But...
It stinks, is all.
Is that it? Is everybody alive?
Are you covered in stuff?
Am I green and covered in shit?
You're right. There wasn't literal shit.
Okay.
It was just filled with the smell.
It just smells real bad.
Yep. The cavern's beginning to just smell like shit. It's going to take a bit to dissipate.
If this was a cartoon, you'd see like the green haze across the screen.
I would like to use one of my class features, please.
Great.
So with that 20-foot radius around me, I can create wind. So I'm just circle of wind around me of just fresh air.
Okay.
Within that 20 foot?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just that 20 foot, though.
All of you, in the back of your mind, hear... God, what are they feeding those miners? It smells like shit in here.
And everybody heard that, right?
About the miners?
Was it in my brain or was it out loud?
It does smell like shit in here.
It does
smell
like shit.
And I say that in my head to see what happens. And out loud.
No response.
Hello?
Can I walk, now that I walk towards and further into the cavern to see... if we can see further down the cavern.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, at this point, you're starting to notice that there's miners and there's becoming multiple levels to this cavern. Essentially, small little pathways up above where there's those mining carts that we had seen. You're starting to hear the noise of them as they're whirling. And these miners are all gnomes. All of them in stature. You can clearly see that they look familiar to you. And they're just tossing their lumps of whatever this material is inside of these
carts.
Can
I try to hide?
Huh?
Can I try to hide so they don't see me? Because we just stole their book.
Yeah, you can try to hide, sure.
Are you telling us to try to hide?
We should all hide. Real quick. I hide very horribly.
Samesies.
Well, how horrible.
I don't hide well. I got an 11.
Ah, 5.
6.
Crit 20, 25.
Nice.
Drog disappears.
Where'd Drog go?
Drog is gone.
A faint smell of weed, but he's not there.
Yeah, you hide.
And I say, where's Drog? Out loud, which is why I got such bad stealth.
You guys are all hidden in plain sight? Are you walking down the cavern itself?
I think you're just observing.
My character would start walking down.
Start walking? Okay.
Do the miners seem unbothered by us so far?
No, not they don't seem like any of the things that you've just done up to this point. The fireball, the balloon popping, the
just totally
smashing.
Nonplussed by our presence.
Nonplussed, unaffected. Much like they were in the basement.
This is creepy.
Did we ever figure out what they're mining? Can we see?
Go up and try to see.
Yeah. I don't know if we're close enough.
Yeah. There's one within range. No problem.
Damn it.
Go ahead and give me give me an investigation check at advantage. And the reason I'm giving you advantage at this is... What'd you roll?
15,
great. You continue to be overwhelmed with how much technology there is. These carts are now back in play. You're noticing that these pickaxes are actually enhanced to where it seems like a gnome is able to mine more than a normal gnome should. These pickaxes are very large. They're the size of what a human would use. They're not slimmed down by any means.
Yes.
An oddity that you probably notice more than anything is all of them are wearing a brace. You see a brace.
Similar to the ones we saw before, I assume.
Yep, yeah. Similar to the ones you saw before. The brace is just more attractive to you because you see a red, faint red glow to it. Mm. Nothing crazy. What you actually see that kind of begins to blow your mind is on the ceiling where the black is. You begin to notice a mechanical creature start to slowly descend out of the shadow, making its way kind of down to where your guys' presence is. So it's probably about 40 feet in the air, making its way down the cavern wall. It's not flying. It's more spider-like. You hear gears. You hear the winding. The placement is very rough. These aren't refined.
I'll kind of, like, do a little point up to show everyone in the party. If they didn't notice it.
How would Dash and how would Drog react?
My character's not moving. Just into the shadow. Seeing that, can I take him into the shadows with me? To make him more stealthy.
Yeah, roleplay it. Okay. What's your goal here?
With the 25 stealth, Drog comes up. Grabs Bardas, hand over mouth, and just pulls you into the shadows, and then look up. Be very quiet.
And that as soon as you grab him, like the little sparks start kicking up again. But then once he realizes that it's you and he looks up, it kind of subsides, and he like looks back, eyes wide.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I ain't gonna be
dead. Where'd Dash go?
I don't know.
Does your friend have any suggestions on that?
Let me see.
And Dash like grabs a little pebble, and I want to try to throw it at the captain to get his attention.
Before you do that, let me just finish real quick with the ore that you were trying to just figure out what they were mining.
Forgot about that.
So
yeah, me too.
You're seeing a couple things. You're seeing a very very noticeable ruby type crystal, a very red. You've seen it throughout ships on your pirating days. And the other thing that you see and you've only heard about in stories is you can tell that they're mining a combination of maybe coal and some sort of potential iron. Just minerals that you know are needed to build these mechanical items.
Okay.
No gold.
No gold.
Yeah, Dash tries to get the captain's attention, chucks a rock at him.
Okay, make an unarmed strike. Or attack roll, unarmed strike.
Oh, this should be pretty good. Oh, wait, I got it. It's Dash, so it's not going to be as good. That is a 17.
Nail the captain right in the back of the head.
What was that? What?
Captain! Captain, come here!
Can I see him?
Look! Captain, look up!
Look up!
Yeah.
What do we do?
Holy shit!
Are you trying to be stealthy, or are you just out loud saying that?
I'm going off of my stealth roll.
Okay.
So you tell me.
Yeah, you're not being stealthy by any means. However, everything in this room continues to be unfazed other than this mechanical spider-like creature starting to make its way down the wall.
Is it moving like aggressively or just kind of like slowly creeping down? Sauntering.
Creeping.
Like it's on patrol.
Yeah, okay.
Boss?
We should get out of here.
Do we want to hit it or do we want to run?
We gotta run.
I think we run.
Back the way we came or keep going?
Back the way we came.
There are two other hallways.
Oh, that's right. That's right. This is not a one-way trip. Yeah, let's go to Beta.
I agree with that statement. Let's move out.
Yeah, and we
quick dash.
Yeah, quick
straight back.
Run back to Beta.
You take your time, making sure you don't impale yourself on the little. Please don't impale yourself.
Oh yeah,
on those
no, yeah.
I would like the stealth all the way back.
Stealth all the way back. Great.
So I'm gonna take my time.
Fantastic. We're gonna keep all of our stealth rolls. Dash, you're just gonna be in a great stealth because of the help you got, Captain. Kay. You're still a mess.
Clang, 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 clang.
We are now at the entrance of Beta, Tunnel Beta.
Do we want to check for traps on this one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, obviously. There was 6 in the last one. We got to check this one.
Okay.
Stealth was 22.
Perfect.
So,
I'm going to check for traps.
Okay, great. Investigation, please.
Fine. No one helped me on this.
Oh, yeah. Dash
too late. 9.
9. No traps. You're good.
Hey, there's no traps in this one, guys.
Perfect. We should have taken this route the first time.
Hey,
I might take a peek just suspiciously. All of a sudden, there's no traps.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Did you say investigation?
Yes, please.
Dash just believes the captain.
13?
No traps?
Yeah, there's no traps.
See, if Laura says it, it's got to be true.
Don't believe me then, Dash.
Well,
I see how your faith is now, your loyalty.
She understands all this mechanical stuff.
I'll pat Dash on the back. Go ahead.
Just how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, Dash.
Hey, Dash, you're the lightest one, so go ahead.
Yeah, with all confidence, starts walking through. If the captain and Laura both tell him that there's no traps, there's no traps.
Are you doing it, like, really smutly?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Chest
yeah,
up
he's
and
just,
everything?
All the confidence in the world.
Be careful.
Just walking through.
It's fine. Laura took a look. The captain took a look.
I'd like to investigate.
Sure.
Dash is already walking, and he's fast as fuck, boy.
8.
By the time you are making your investigation check in this scenario, Dash is already down the hallway to the, and he's hit the point of well lit.
It's fine.
What do we see at the end of the hallway?
Has the whole party been? Dash sounded like he bolted. He dashed at the end.
If he's not triggering anything, I guess I would follow eventually.
Yeah, I just followed him.
Yeah,
kind of at a jog.
Sounds good.
At medium pace.
In the back of your mind, you hear, where's Gabby with all those snacks?
Who's Gabby?
Gabby's the other mayor candidate. Why would they be down here?
What would Fizzgig? Maybe he's on Gabby's side and he's trying to rig it for Gabby. I knew she was crooked as soon as she stabbed you.
It just makes it easier. We go for the other candidate.
Apparently.
Like, I don't like this thing on drugs, but the rest of it I can stand by.
Rule with an iron fist.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Well, he didn't stab me. He brought us in really nice.
Yeah, exactly.
As you guys get to the well-lit portion of this cavern, it's similar to the one you were just in. However, there's no miners here. Multiple levels, multiple tiers. In this scenario, in the center of the room, there's a small pile of what you've seen in the other one, but none of them are moving, and there's no lights or anything on to indicate that they're actually active and patrolling. They're just sitting in the center of the room.
Like a spider thing?
Yeah, the spider robotic mechanical thing.
It's the watchdog.
It's gotta be.
Do you think it's powered down?
So it's not moving?
Not moving. There's no lights on. There's no whirling parts.
Let's go check it out.
Is it super dark in this room?
No, it lit as much as the last.
Laura, go poke it with a stick.
I'll go investigate it.
Great.
Eleven.
Yeah, you go up, you walk up, and how do you want to approach this scenario?
I'll probably go slowly to see if it moves as I'm getting closer, and if it doesn't, I'll kind of investigate to see how it, maybe see if there's something that turns it on, or knowing that so far everything kind of has a trigger. Maybe this thing does too.
Is it breathing?
So, as you begin to kind of sift through the parts, because nothing turned on as you got close, you're looking around. And on what you would consider almost like a thorax, because they're spider-ish. I mean, there's no real good way to put these together other than like an ant or a spider. On the thorax, you notice that these all have that similar red help button on them. It doesn't say help. It's just a red button on a little bit of a plaque right on the thorax area of it.
Should we press the button?
Do we need help?
Maybe we check out the last hallway first before we press the button.
Well, is there anything beyond where we are?
You'd have to start walking that direction because this giant cavern begins to slim down towards the end.
So, I think we should check Delta. Because if nobody's here, then what's the point of being here? We're trying to find Fizzgig.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have just told the creepy spider thing that we're here to see Fizzgig.
Maybe.
I'd like to still investigate the room and go deeper.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. As you hit the other smaller, narrow cavern, above it in a plaque you say, entrance to Fizzgig's lair.
Found it.
What you got over there, Grog? I almost said Grog.
It's a plaque. It says someone's lair.
Well, that seems Fizzgig. On the nose.
Well, that's who we're looking for. We should go in that way then.
So, okay, real quick, just, you know, throwing this out there. This seems trap-ish.
Do you want to check it for traps?
I think, yes. I think we should proceed with caution. Because it's probably a trap. This seems, usually you wouldn't put lair in the name if it's your office or your laboratory.
Maybe he likes the name lair.
We did have to solve a puzzle before we got down here.
Yes, but it has like an ominous sound to it. Like you call something a lair on purpose.
Is it like a door? What?
Just the plaque itself and the cave begins to essentially narrow back down. And the lights are starting to become less and less, so it's harder to see down that.
Ominous!
Dancing lights again?
Fantastic.
Are you just going?
Yeah.
As your dancing light begins to quickly dash down this hallway, about 20 feet in, it just disappears. There's no more light source, there's no anything, and what you can see from where you're standing really just looks like rock kind of caved in. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
So I'm gonna
you see down there, Drog?
Not sure. I'm going to cast light again, because it's three orbs of light, and have it at 10, 15, and then the last one 20 feet to where the last one died off, and see if it does it again.
Does it again.
Interesting. And I'm going to get closer. Touch landslide.
As you begin to touch the landslide, in the back of your mind, you hear something. The whole group actually hears this. Where is Gabby with that fucking bleed? God damn it. Get sick of waiting.
Can you hear me now? I say in my head.
He can hear you, and you hear a response. Who are you?
Who are you?
I asked you first.
You're the one talking in my head.
Yeah. This is radiating through.
You're the one talking in my head.
You're the one with the hand through my wall.
With the hand?
I stick my head through the wall.
On the other side of the wall, you're looking at a room that is just a complete mess. There are random bones scattered about, wrappers of you're not even sure what, scrolls that are just disgustingly covered in who knows what the F. A super unorganized room, and towards the end of this room, kind of end and center and whatnot, there's furniture and shit scattered about. In the very center of the room, you're looking at an orb that seems to be on some sort of weird orc and human soap opera almost. And in this shadowy part, you see a creature kind of stand up, tentacles dragging down its chin, and a giant lion's mane covering his head, kind of cape down his back. Yo!
Did we see him disappear into the room?
You've seen his head disappear. Body parts that are passing this are just gone.
Oh, God! Drog's been beheaded!
I run up to Drog and grab him and then, like, pull him back.
Sup, man?
Oh. Where'd you go, homie?
He's fine.
Oh, he's all right. What you got in here?
I think my new best client. And I walk back in.
Dash, like, pokes his head through to see what's on the other side.
Sup, man?
Yo.
Hey, who's this guy?
I don't know.
Are you the new weed dude? Did you replace David?
Yeah.
Really? I liked hanging out with that little guy. We loved watching Orcs of Our Lives.
Well, it's a special place in my heart, especially after the doom of last season.
Do you watch this?
Do I watch this? Deception, if I could.
16. You know, I've heard good things. I haven't seen it myself.
I don't watch 22. A lot of Orb in my time.
I rolled a nat 20. I'm in your head, little bro. No. Good one, though. You want to sit and watch it?
But I pull out a baggie.
Oh, boy.
And I pull out another baggie.
Oh, man.
Eh?
What are you guys down here for? Who are you?
Oh, we're looking for Fizzgig.
Oh.
Fizzgig,
this is apparently his lair.
What? Yeah, kinda. I'm the intern. I'm Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. It's nice to meet you. I'm Dash.
Oh, good to meet you, too. Okay, I need everyone to roll history check at advantage.
Natural 20, bitches.
11.
18.
Also an 18.
Everyone here knows what an illithid is. You are looking at an illithid.
Old Kyle the illithid.
Shit. I know too much about these guys.
My character is going to go sit down on the couch and start rolling.
Yeah. Welcome to my lair, dude. I took over. Well, doctor's busy. He's in Delta.
Ah.
Yeah.
No worries, man.
Yeah. So you have something on your face?
Yeah. It's genetic.
You
got a tail, but...
Yeah, I've just never seen that.
Does it help holding the blunt?
What's that?
Does it help holding the blunt?
In what sense?
Like the tentacle? Like?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's almost like Zoidberg-ish.
I've never wanted to be a fucking illithid so bad.
He's got a couple at this point.
Let's just have one holding a sandwich, one holding a blunt.
His hands are still free to play video games.
Free.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can go see him. I'll show you where he's at later. Let's just hang out. Gabby's been missing. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Gabby's running for mayor.
Well, yeah, but she had a deadline to be down here, and she's not down here. Like, I need food.
Yeah,
I need
but
drugs.
She's a bad guy.
How do you know?
Because she stabbed him a lot. Well, it was really just once, but it was really hard.
Show me a rogue who hasn't.
Well, he's got a point.
Yeah, but why'd she stab the captain? She didn't even know him.
I didn't even do anything.
Rogues are kind of stabby.
Here, let me show you something, little dude. And he goes over to this nasty pile of scrolls, grabs one out, and hands it to you.
I can't read.
Oh.
Here, can I see it, Dash? I'll read it for you.
Thank you, Captain.
I take the scroll and undo the scroll.
Great. You are looking at a porno mag.
Now, this is a nice scroll
of gnomes. And this.
I don't discriminate.
On top of this, it says stabby rip, rip, stab, stab. And this is a gnome stabbing fetish.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you see, like, Gabby.
So basically, she had sex with the captain.
That's how she gets her jollies, yeah.
Captain, good for you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long while. But I don't like the stabby portion. Here, you can have it. Like, I hand this girl over.
It seems very one-sided. She got hers. You didn't get yours.
No, none at all.
It's her personality, little man.
It should at least come with a happy ending.
No. You don't know her that well.
A little stab and yank, you know?
He's lucky it wasn't a stab and cut. And we're going to end the episode there.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to this wonderful episode of Monroe's Trash.
That is what the episode is called, Stab and Yank. Yep.
Thanks, everyone, for joining. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks. Oh.